Expanding sea ice in the Antarctic is causing serious problems for research bases as scientists consider relocating them. It's a major issue being discussed in Hobart this week as 58 Antarctic managers and scientists from around the world gather for the Antarctic Sea Ice Challenges workshop. Andrew Fleming is remote sensing manager for the British Antarctic Survey. He joins us from our Hobart studios. Andrew, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you.
Andrew, just explain to us first, can you, how sea ice forms? What is it?
Well, simply put, sea ice is where the air temperature gets cold enough that the surface of the sea freezes. It's primarily produced during the winter period, obviously, and when the temperatures get down low enough. But really the main focus for where this is produced is around the margins of the continent, where the winds blow off the continent and chill the sea surface and then freeze the surface and then pushes it away. And it's like a conveyor belt of sea ice being formed.
So why are we seeing more sea ice form, though, with given warmer waters are coming up onto the continental shelf? We know that. There's warmer air temperatures. The logic, would follow there should be less sea ice, not more. So this is something about the winds, I presume.
I see where you're coming from, and it may appear to contradict the logic, but there are a number of factors, as you've just highlighted, that affect the rate of production of sea ice. And any one of those factors can be dominant at any one time. So one of the major factors and the factor that we believe is dominant at the moment is the pattern of wind circulation. And certainly in recent years, we've seen changes in that pattern of wind circulation. They've strengthened, the direction has changed, and therefore we get these changes in pattern, changes in the pattern of sea ice production. So we're getting areas around the Antarctic continent where we're getting more sea ice being produced, and then we've conversely got some areas around the continent where we've got less sea ice being produced. So it's a combined effect. It's a combined effect from a number of factors. Wind is seemingly dominant at the moment.
But the important thing is it's a change, and that's causing a little bit of chaos in terms of research missions and things, is it? Is that the issue?
Well, chaos may be overstating it somewhat, but yes, it is of concern in terms of we need to better understand how it's changing and how that affects our operations. So I'm here on behalf of the British Antarctic Survey because we operate two ships. We are concerned about how we make sure that we're operating as safely and as efficiently as possible. So we need the best information possible to allow us to do that.
Sorry to interrupt you, Andrew, but what's the issue there with the ships that the sea ice might block them, that they can't get through the newly formed sea ice that nobody had predicted was there? Is that the issue?
Well, sea ice is a barrier to travel. Nobody wants to purposely travel through sea ice if they can avoid it. It slows ships down, you burn more fuel, etc. And there's a safety implication as well. There's a lot of experience in working in using ships through sea ice, but if we can get as much good information as possible, then we minimise the risk of getting stuck, minimise the risk of losing time in ice with slower speed of travel. We minimise, damage to hull, for instance, and just wear and tear on the hull. So it minimises a lot of costs and a lot of waste of time if we can have good information about where the sea ice is. And that's really the focus of this workshop, is to try and make sure that we understand what's changing and then understand how to forecast it. And that's the exciting bit that we're really trying to focus on here, is going from a situation where we can get good information about where it is currently, but how do we forecast where it's going to next? And that's a very difficult subject.
Well, let's talk about that. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 13 to 7. Andrew Fleming is our guest. He's remote sensing manager for the British Antarctic Survey. There's a gathering in Tasmania at the moment, in Hobart this week, of Antarctic managers and scientists from around the world. How do you get better at forecasting it? What's the trick to that? Are we getting close to knowing?
Well, there has been significant advances in how to do that in the last few years, and a lot of that's been driven by colleagues here in Australia. So hence a great opportunity to focus the meeting here in Hobart. But there are, in effect, we're the approach to forecasting is largely based on a similar approach to weather forecasting, using numerical models, and that involves understanding a whole range of processes that we need to understand and incorporate into these models to make sure that they work as well as possible. We all understand, looking at our weather forecast every day, that they aren't always perfect, but they do provide good information. And the more we understand the underlying processes, and the more we get good information into those models, the better.
Talking about weather models, we've had some gloomy predictions in the recent past about future loss of major ice sheets in both East and West Antarctica. That's despite the ice sheet. Is If a major glacier does go, how is that likely to affect sea ice levels?
Well, it won't necessarily directly affect the total amount of sea ice, but it can, if you lose a certain section of a glacier, or if you lose a certain section of an ice shelf, then it can change the local circulation in that area, and that might change the local circulation of the winds and the local circulation of the ocean. So that might lead to a local effect on the change in the distribution of the sea ice. But we're always going to see sea ice around the continent. It's always going to be something that we need to understand better, and then additionally understand how changes like a loss of a section of glacier or ice shelf affects that.
Andrew Fleming, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Andrew Fleming is Remote Sensing Manager for the British Antarctic Survey in Hobart this week, along with 58 Antarctic managers and scientists from around the world for the Antarctic Sea Ice Challenges Workshop. And we heard what those challenges were just then. We'll put a link to that conference on our website.